Hello, world. I'm Greg Batten. Stand by for news and stuff. Well, was church entertaining yesterday? Were you excited to get there? Were you disappointed you had to leave? Was there any spiritual stuff going on at your church? What are you talking about, Greg? I think the church, by and large, is really messed up today. And I think with each passing day, each passing Sunday, we get a little bit more like the world. And before long, you'll not be able to distinguish between church worship and secular worship, if you will. And Christians are buying it by and large. Christians enjoy a good positive message. Who wouldn't like that? I'm not a negative, loving person, are you? I try to stay away from the negatives. Hard to do today, by the way. But still, my friend, do you go to church for what, the music program? Lots of people do. The entertainment factor? Do you go there because of the teaching and Sunday school hour, if you have one? Do you go there because of the preaching or your preacher? He's really good. Do you go there because it's a lot like a social gathering? At least once a week, you get together and trade stories with all your friends. What happened since last Sunday? And the list goes on and on. People have left our church because of the teaching, because of the preaching, because of the music, because of the people, because of the fellowship. I mean, it's not up their alley. So many reasons for going to church that are proper in the Word of God. So many reasons to stay in that church, and yet, oh, every day, a little bit more like the world. I pray your church is on target, my friend, biblically, in every area. The world, stay away from it and all of its leanings. Are you doing that? What in the world is going on? Business, sad business as usual. A Chicago police officer shot and killed on the city's southwest side while he was heading home from work early yesterday morning. The officer, 30-year-old Luis Huisca, was driving home around 3 in the morning and shot multiple times, still in his uniform, but it was covered by other clothing, which the department said is normal for off-duty officers. He was transported to a Chicago hospital, was pronounced dead shortly after arrival. No suspects taken into custody as of this hour, and no motive yet. Welcome to Yale University. Police clad with riot gear swarmed the Connecticut campus early Monday and started arresting students who had been staging an anti-Israel protest encampment for several days. Footage posted online shows the cops arriving at the Ivy League school and blocking off entrances to a plaza at the New Haven campus where roughly 200 protesters had gathered. Cops started warning protesters they risked being arrested if they didn't clear out. They didn't, and here we go. Scores of protesters cuffed for trespassing and hauled away on Yale University shuttle buses. It was not immediately clear how many had been nabbed. It woke Biden. The White House condemned, in the strongest of terms, as I understand it, the ongoing anti-Israel protests at colleges across America, including Columbia University in New York City, on Sunday, saying they have no place anywhere. Oh, that's good. In the United States of America. If they just backed up their rhetoric a little bit. While every American has the right to a peaceful protest, calls for violence and physical intimidation targeting Jewish students and the Jewish community are blatantly anti-Semitic, unconscionable, and dangerous. They have absolutely no place on any college campus anywhere in the United States of America. Well, amen, amen, amen. Well, Tesla has cut their prices in a number of major markets, including China and Germany, following price cuts in the United States as it grapples with falling sales and an intensifying price war of electric vehicles, especially against the Chinese electric vehicles. The price cuts come after Tesla, led by billionaire CEO Elon Musk, reported this month that its global vehicle deliveries in the first quarter fell for the first time in 4 years. Tesla's prices must change frequently in order to match production with demand, said Musk. I'm telling you, this electric vehicle thing, what do you think? What's going to happen, really? The House passed legislation on Saturday that would ban TikTok in this country if that popular social media platform, the China-based owner, doesn't sell its stake within the 12 months allotted. But don't expect that app to go away anytime soon. 200 million used that thing. The decision by House Republicans to include TikTok as part of a larger foreign aid package, a priority for President Biden, fake President Biden, with broad congressional support for Ukraine and Israel, fast-tracked the ban after an earlier version had stalled in the Senate. A standalone bill with a shorter 6-month selling deadline passed the House in March by an overwhelming bipartisan vote of both Dems and the Pubs. And they voiced national security concerns about the app's owner. Oh, come on, let them get into every crook and cranny of every home in America. Sell them as much land as you can as well. And what in the world is going on? So when's the last time you looked around and said, you know what, that doesn't make any sense? Well, you can do that probably every minute of every hour anymore. Let's go to California. Santa Monica city officials last week approved a multi-million-dollar apartment unit for the homeless just days after the release of an audit which found California could not account for $24 billion it spent on the state's homeless crisis. They've lost $24 billion in California. Now, this 122-unit building for the homeless will be a mix of studios and 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartments, along with the ground floor retail and residential commercial parking spaces. Now, there's a design concept for all of this on the city's website, and it shows that the multi-apartment unit will cost more than $123 million. So each apartment costs over $1 million for the homeless. What in the world is going on? You well know I ask that question every time I talk about the Biden administration. There's a new analysis out there today from The Federalist, and they expose this administration for changing, this won't surprise you, the nation's laws to serve political purposes. The confirmation came at a recent hearing in a case in which a federal statute regarding tampering with evidence is playing a role. The law states whoever corruptly alters, destroys, mutilates, or conceals a record, document, or other object, or attempts to do that with the intent to impair the object's integrity or availability for use in official proceedings, or otherwise obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding or attempts to do so, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or maybe both. It's been used hundreds of times against those in the January 6 protesters of 2021 who were objecting to what they viewed as a fake presidential election count, including the President of the United States. But the argument against its use is that it hasn't been used in other similar scenarios in the past. So let's use it for a political gain, says Giuseppe. The analysis is from Margot Cleveland, whose writings have appeared in dozens of major publications, and who is a lawyer and graduate of Notre Dame, where she was given the law school's highest honor ever before she served nearly 25 years as a law clerk on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. And again, not knowing all the details, you do know that this is true. Weaponizing, changing laws so that we, the bad guys, win. My, oh my. Well, I know you've heard it said. It's Bible. I'm right. Every man is right where? In his own eyes. One of those that a lot of us agree with a lot of the time is Tucker Carlson. He's not right all the time. I don't agree with him all the time. Sometimes I say, what are you talking about, Tucker? Thought it was interesting. In the last few days, he was on the Joe Rogan program. And for some reason, the topic of UFOs getting a lot of attention, unidentified flying objects. Anyway, that topic came up, and I think you can probably find the whole details of it online, but it had to do with, what are those things? Do you know what Carlson said they are? This is one of those points where I agree with him. It's in my book, Invisible War and the Saints, available at InvisibleWarAndTheSaints.com. Get a little plug in there. Yeah, he says that they're demons, spirit beings, and they're coming out of the ocean. Again, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but yeah, I think a lot of solid Christian teachers believe that UFOs are indeed demons. I know I do. What do you think? What else is going on back out to California? The governor there, Gavin Newsom, issued a warning for, well, Joe Biden on Sunday about independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s effort to be on the ballot in this year's election. President Trump and Biden have clinched their nominations, the Republican and Democratic parties, of course, with each having won a majority in the state. However, a 2020 rematch is an unpopular one, with voters routinely telling pollsters they believe neither one should be in office. That is a big deal. Further, Newsom said, hey, we got to stop talking about the trials that Trump is undergoing, because there's a really good chance it's making him more popular every day. Well, that is something to think about, too. The White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre faced questions about Pope Francis's recent declaration of condemning the gender theory, in which he reaffirmed the Catholic Church's position that altering one's immutable gender is playing God and denies sexual difference. When asked, Pierre declined to comment directly on the document, but affirmed Biden's support for queers, transgender rights, protections there for the LGBT. Of course he does. I think Romans 1 has taken over his mind, reprobate mind. I believe these people actually believe that, well, I think they believe what they say they believe. Wicked, very wicked. We'll see how far this one goes and if it affects your state. Maine, they're taking a bold step toward having complete civilian disarmament. Maine, once hailed for its thoughtful approach to firearms legislation, has taken a real drastic turn with the passage of what many are calling the nation's most restrictive red flag laws, trying to get rid of every gun in the state. That is scary. You need a gun? What's the most popular gun that people have in their homes for protection? You know what it is? A shotgun. You got one? You ready for action? What else is happening? The share of U.S. voters who say they are highly interested in the upcoming presidential election, it hit a 20-year low at this point in the election calendar, per NBC News. And Spotify, they said Taylor Swift's new album, her new one, was the first to have over 300 million streams in a single day. That happened last Friday. How much was it? Finally, the House did it. $95 billion aid package. Somebody said, hey, I'm struggling to feed my family, but I'm so happy I can fund two wars and 7 million illegals with my taxes. Give me a break, Charlie Brown. And finally, sometimes it's profitable to do the right thing. Kirsten Henning, Virginia Tech soccer player. She got benched for refusing to kneel for the national anthem. She has received a $100,000 settlement. Amen. Come on, who said that first? The word vegetarian. It's an old Indian word for bad hunter. Where's my Bible? Life 101 is next. Guy said a good friend of mine unexpectedly lost his wife. A couple of months later, we were out golfing, chatting about nothing as usual. He asked what my dinner plans were, and I told him wifey wanted my homemade chili and cornbread, but I didn't feel like stopping by the store. We golfed a few more minutes when he said quietly, "Make the chili." It took me a few minutes to realize that we were no longer talking about dinner. It was about going out of your way to do something for someone else you love, because at any moment, they could be unexpectedly gone, taken from you. So today, sharing with you that wisdom handed me by my dear friend that I thought about many times since that golfing day. Next time someone you love wants you to go for a walk or watch a football game or play a game of some sort, just put your phone down. Give them your undivided attention. Just do it. Make the chili. Well, I talked about this in my church yesterday. I think all Christians should kind of get a handle on where they stand so that they can share that with others, ready to give an answer to every man that asketh you, the hope that's within, and why, as a Christian, you do what you do. Should we be supporting the nation of Israel? I mean, they're all lost. They're without Christ over there. What's the deal? We must remember that Israel, the nation Israel, is very, very special to God. You read it in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, 7, and 8. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. You know, God's eternal purpose is to bless the world. Get it now. Bless the world through Israel. Already he has done so in measure, for salvation is from the Jews. John 4:22. But the fullness of the future blessing is indicated in the wondrous promise of Isaiah chapter 27. In verse 6 we read, in the days to come, Jacob will take root, Israel will bud and blossom and fill all the world with fruit. The declaration that salvation is from the Jews suggests our immeasurable debt to the nation of Israel. All that we have worth having today has come through the Jews. Think about that. Our Bible is a Jewish book. Our Savior is a Jewish Savior. And let us never forget to pray for God's chosen people. It's true that Israel is currently in rebellion, absolutely, against God because of their rejection of Jesus Christ. They're not going to heaven. Not now. The nation is a secular, unbelieving, as to the claims of the Bible, of course, and their Messiah, Jesus Christ, an unbelieving heathen nation. But at the present, there is a remnant chosen by grace, Romans 11:5. Some Jews are being saved. You've been reading about it? And are becoming members of the body of Christ through their faith in their Messiah. Jews are, biblically speaking, the very chosen people of God and dearly loved by God. Another reason for Christians to support the nation of Israel is because of the Abrahamic covenant. We read God's promise in Genesis 12, 2 and 3. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. You can read that in Genesis 27, 29, and Numbers chapter 24, verse 9. You know, one of the United States of America's most worthwhile accomplishments ever has been their consistent regard for the plight of the Jewish nation. No nation in the history of the world has a better record of treating individual Jews with respect than does the United States of America. The same can be said for our befriending Israel as a nation. America has committed many sins, and it gets worse every day. And we may well deserve judgment soon. But as a country, we have been a consistent friend of the Jews and the nation of Israel, as well as a benefactor. It was way back in 1948, President Harry Truman helped persuade the United Nations to recognize Israel as a nation. And since then, the United States has contributed billions of dollars in aid to Israel. It's a part of the newest package that's just come out. from the biblical declaration of God's love and care for his chosen people, the nation of Israel, and from the history of nations being destroyed because of their evil dealings with God's chosen people, the Jews, Christian believers should give support to the chosen people of God today. This is not to say that we necessarily support the methods they use or their relationship with their neighboring Arab nations. That's another story. You could bring in the Donald Trump situation as well and start, well, just tearing this whole thing apart. That's not the point. The Bible warned that conflict would always characterize the relationship between the descendants of Isaac and the descendants of Ishmael. Sadly, this conflict is going to continue until Jesus comes back to judge the nations and sets up his 1,000-year reign of peace on this earth. We must look at the big picture today with a biblical worldview. While we do not have to support everything Israel does as a nation, we most definitely should support Israel's right to exist. God will fulfill his promises and his covenants with Israel, as the word of God proclaims. God has a plan for Israel, and woe, woe to anyone who seeks to defeat that plan. Whoever curses you, I will curse, God says. On a related note, this is Passover, of course. Rumors spreading that the Israelis today will use this holiday to sacrifice a red heifer. There have been 9 red heifers that have been sacrificed since Moses' day. The red heifer, the antidote for the golden calf. It is for ceremonial cleansing in order to approach God. So that's important in relation to the rebuilding of the temple, because they don't have a temple at this point in time. And this has become a point of contention for Hamas after that October 7th attack on Israel. The group has voiced its concern with the red heifer. By the way, Lonnie Shipman, who's a good friend of mine and one of the greatest piano players in the world, said that his neighbor sent 5 red heifers to Israel from down in Texas. That was in September of 2022. His neighbor. Anyway, concerns with the red heifer, claims that the Jews would start purifying the Temple Mount, and Hamas has called that then an act of war. If you have the ashes, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to start next week in rebuilding the temple, because if they burn a red heifer, everybody is going to hear about it, including the Muslim world, including the Israeli government, and that would be a provocation. And what does all of this mean for the human race overall? Let me ask you this. How far down the line do you think we are on the known prophecy scale of things that have to happen before the clock starts ticking for the return of Jesus Christ? You know what I think? I think the clock has been ticking, and things are going to happen, and we think we've got it all figured out. We don't. It just will happen exactly the way it's foretold in the Word of God. Just a little something extra to think about this Monday. And finally, it started here in Fort Wayne, everywhere. Baseball season's upon us. 2 old friends, Ned and John, live for it. One day, John died, leaving Ned inconsolable. A few weeks later, Ned heard someone calling his name. He looked up, standing on a cloud. There was his old buddy, Ned. John called down, "I got good news and bad news. The good news is there's baseball up here in heaven." "Great," said Ned. "What's the bad news?" "You're pitching Sunday." Hey, that would be great news, right? We long for that, heaven. Absolutely. You saved today. Are you ready for heaven? I've had my say for another day. Join me on Facebook, Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. And that's it. That's the way it is. Monday, April the 22nd, 2024. I am Greg Patton. God bless you. Have yourself a wonderful day.